Parshas Vayetze, Perchav Ches, Pasuk Tet Zayin, the Torah tells us that Yaakov had just came back from the yeshiva of Shem Va'Iver, 14 years learning Torah, and he went to sleep. And the Pasuk says, Vayikatz Yaakov Mishnato. Yaakov awoke from his slumber. Vayomer Achein Yesh Hashem B'makom Hazeh. He realized there's a God here. He had a dream. He realized that Hashem appeared to him in the dream. Vanochi lo yadati. And I didn't realize. The Medrash says that you could read the word Vayikatz Yaakov Mishnato, that Yaakov awoke from his shena, from his sleep, differently. Al tikri Mishnato, ela mi Mishnato. Yaakov awoke from his learning of Mishnais. He learned his learning of Torah. While he was learning for 14 years, didn't sleep. And now he went to sleep, so his mind was going. He was learning Torah the entire time. Vayikatz Yaakov Mishnato, he woke from his Mishnah, from his learning of Torah. Now, that's the first glance explanation, the simple explanation of this Medrash. Yaakov was learning through the whole night. But the Kesav Sofer says something totally different. The Kesav Sofer, at the beginning of this parasha, says, no. Yaakov went to sleep, and he slept good. He didn't wake from his learning. However, Yaakov went to sleep in order so that when he wakes up, he'd be able to serve Hashem better. He'd be able to learn the Torah better. And therefore, it's as if he was learning while he was sleeping. Because when a person sleeps, when a person engages in the physical, mundane, at first glance, mundane affairs, but he does it for the purpose of learning Torah, of serving Hashem, he receives reward as if he was learning Torah at that point. A super profound idea, very applicable to all areas of our life. Most of us are involved in our regular day, in business, educating children, regular everyday affairs. If we go shopping, if we work in order so that we could have money that we could be able to produce, in order to be able to be serving Hashem in a greater way, all of those times is considered a mitzvah. It's considered as if we're being Oved Hashem. The Gemara says in Maseches Avodah Zarah, a very interesting statement, says that Rebbe, the author of the Mishnayos, Gemara and Daf Yud Aleph and Avodah Zarah Yud Aleph Med Aleph, says Lo Pasul Mishulchan Tznon, even in the off seasons, he had radishes, he had melons, even in the off seasons. Sounds like Rebbe was rich, okay, true. And it sounds like maybe he indulged a little bit in these foods. Tosfos asks the following question. That the Gemara says in Maseches Ksuvos and Daf Kuf Dalet Amud Aleph that Rebbe, before he died, lifted up his hands and said, "I didn't benefit from this world, even my little finger, no benefit from this world." So says, "What are you talking about?" The Gemara says in the Avodah Zarah that he had these melons, even in the off seasons, he had the melons. So what are you telling me? He didn't benefit from this world. So Tosfos answers, he had many guests at his table. Rebbe himself didn't benefit. Rebbe himself didn't eat the melons. He didn't eat the radishes. He didn't eat these fruits. But he had so many guests and he was serving. He was using his money to serve guests. And that's why he had these things at his table. However, the Vilna Gaon, in his commentary in Shulchan Aruch, says something different. He says, no. Rebbe ate the food. He ate the food. So how could Rebbe have said that he didn't benefit from this world, his little finger, there was no benefit? How could he say such a thing? Because the reason that he ate that food was because it enabled him to serve Hashem better. The healthy food, Tosfos says over here in a different Tosfos, that it was good for digestion, these types of foods. These foods helped him so that after he finished eating, he'd be able to serve Hashem better. He wasn't netting, he didn't indulge, he didn't do it because, oh, this is great food, and just like sit on that. Instead, he ate those foods because it was healthy for him, it was good for him, and that allowed him to serve Hashem better afterwards. The Taz says a fascinating thing. This is in Shulchan Aruch. The Taz, the commentary on the Shulchan Aruch, in Ibn Ezer, in Simen Chafei, he talks about two different people. He says one person who doesn't sleep a lot, so he can learn more Torah during the day. And another person, he says, he sleeps. They sleep. So he can have more power, and he can learn with more alacrity. And he could learn in 1 hour, maybe what the other guy, who didn't sleep so much, was able to do in 2 hours. They both have the same amount of reward. This guy learned for 1 hour. This guy learned for 2 hours. But because this guy went to sleep, what he's able to accomplish in 1 hour was double what the other person was able to accomplish in 2 hours. So the person that went to sleep gets the same amount of reward as the other person. When you do things for the purpose of Hashem, for the purpose of serving God, it transforms everything that you're doing. And it's interesting, in the pasuk that we quoted earlier, it says, Vayikatz Yaakov Mishnato, he woke up, like the Medrash says, from his learning, from his sleep, which it translates as learning, and Yaakov says, Ve'anochi lo yadati. What does that mean literally? Should have just said, Ve'lo yadati. I didn't know. I didn't know that Hashem was here. What's Ve'anochi lo yadati? It seems repetitive. So the Mefarshim explain, Ve'anochi, and I, lo yadati, I didn't know. It was not about I. I went to sleep for the purpose of Hashem. I didn't go to sleep for the purpose of I. Ve'anochi and the I, lo yadati, that wasn't involved here. I didn't know that. We close with an amazing story that I heard once in the name of Chaim Brim, one of the great Talmidim of the Chazon Ish, and a Biyana Chassid, one of the Gedolei Ador of the last generation, who I had the privilege of meeting the week that he passed away. And Reb Chaim Brim used to go home from his kollel at night, every night in a taxi. And he would tell the driver, I'm jealous of you. I'm jealous of you. So the taxi driver turned around and said, you're jealous of me? What do you, I just drive a taxi all day long. He said, all day long, you're involved in taking people from place where they are to the place where they need to go. The amazing chesed that you're doing all day long, I'm jealous of you. Can you imagine that? I don't know if the taxi driver thought about that, but if he would think about all day long, even if he's working to make some money so he can support his family, but he's taking people from where they need to go, from where they are to where they need to get to, I'm doing a chesed now, it transforms every single action that we're involved. It elevates every mundane activity to something of a higher purpose. And it makes our whole life, our whole day, complete in Avodas Hashem. Good Shabbos.
That was excellent. One take, also.
Shkreich.
All done. All right.